You may have picked up a theme that's gone through our evensong this evening in the reading, particularly in the Christian scripture reading and in our anthem and our response to the prayers here this evening. Today is Mary Sunday, Advent 4. We found ourselves last week and a little bit the week before with various scripture passages centered around John the Baptizer. This week it's all about Mary, all the way. And that's important. Not just because she is one of the few women who are front and center in the gospel stories, although it should be said Luke seeks to redress the balance by containing many stories about women who encountered and were encountered by Jesus, who accompanied him. But it's not just that, it's the fact that she is one in a long line of prophets that is the voice we should hear today. I've said it before, but I've never avoided repeating myself, so I'm going to say it again, that prophets in a Bible sense, both in Hebrew scripture and in the later Christian scriptures, are not fortune tellers. They are not foretelling the future. They are those who proclaim, often passionately and poetically, the divine agenda, an agenda based on justice, on the restoration of the reign of God, a need not only to defend or care for the poor, but to upend the social order that oppresses and excludes the poor. It's an agenda concerned with healing the wounds in human society and healing humanity's relationship with the earth. Prophets tell us again and again that the way we live with one another, the way we steward and care for the earth, is all a mark of the way that we relate to the divine. The prophets root their so-called predictions about the downfall or restoration of God's people as outcomes of Israel seeking to live into or not the justice and equity laid out at the heart of Torah, the law of Israel. In this way, they were not so much foretellers, but forth-tellers, speaking forth a call to repent from oppression, injustice, inequity, and the hoarding of wealth, and to live by standards of justice and peace, which are the living out of the kingdom of shalom, of wholeness, integrity, and healing, and peace. And into this line of badass proclaimers, actually, am I allowed to say badass at Evensong? Okay, I've said it now, it's too late. We get Mary. Luke gives us the magnificence of the Magnificat, the song of Mary as a deliberate echo of the proclamations of other women of powerful faith in the Hebrew scriptures. Miriam, Deborah, Hannah, Esther, and others all spoke out for that which was right and living in right relationship with each other and with the land and with God. This is the true reign of Shalom. In its form, the Song of Mary deliberately echoes the shape of the Song of Hannah, little known but similar in sentiment and found in 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 to 10, and also the psalm that we heard tonight, Psalm 113. Luke deliberately places Mary in that line of prophets, women and men who have continued to declare the divine desire for social and environmental and spiritual justice. So I'm pleased that today we've heard three times the Canticle of Mary, the Song of Mary, as our canticle in the morning service, here as in its usual place as the Magnificat in the evening service, and also as our reading. And if we were to allow this song to truly impact us, more than just as a beautiful and powerful piece of poetry, we hear again a cry for a new world order. An order which echoes God's desire to scatter the proud in their conceit, to cast down the mighty from their thrones and lift up the lowly, to fill the hungry with good things and send the rich empty away. The church has, from its position of power and comfort, often spiritualized and softened this call. setting it to beautiful music, not to downplay the lovely Talis setting that we had this evening, thank you. Including it in the daily office to be said by rote, but it still remains the same. A radical, world-changing statement of God's will for human society, and a calling we should hear again in a world where 1% of the richest people hold 50% of the earth's wealth, where iniquity, racism, consumerist capitalism, and the destruction of the earth go hand in hand to pull us further away from the vision of Mary and the other prophets, and further away from the reign of the divine. So in hearing again this song of Mary, we should be challenged to consider what part we have to play in this new world order. What are the risks we must take to change the world? Who are the prophets within and beyond the church we should be listening to, who are calling us again to justice for our neighbours, for the poor, for the oppressed, and for the earth? And are we going to hear them and respond? Hail Mary, God is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.